Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio with your hosts, Dorothy Riddle and Steve Kramer. Get ready to shine the light on universal spiritual principles and uncover ways that ageless wisdom can guide you in cultivating consciousness in these modern times. Bring purpose to your life through practical spirituality and add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Dorothy Riddle and Steve Kramer.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to yet another episode of Spirit Fire Radio. It is a delight to be with you. My name is Steve Kramer, and I'm joined by my delightful co-host, Dr. Dorothy Riddle. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Steve. Great to be here.
Great to hear your voice, and great to be back for yet another installation of Intuition. I think that's funny, an installation of Intuition. We've sort of discovered over the last 4 weeks that we really do work a bit at it, at sort of installing Intuition in a way, huh?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
And this is our last week on Intuition.
It sure
it's
is.
Amazing it's... how the time has gone by.
Yes, it's been rich, very rich. So do you have a quote for us today? Let's start off with a quote. I'm sure you do.
I do. In fact, I have two quotes, Steve. The first is from Einstein. He writes, "I believe in intuitions and inspirations. I sometimes feel that I am right. I do not know that I am." I think that's really beautiful.
Yes.
And then the second one is from Dr. Joyce Brothers. "Trust your hunches. They are usually based on facts filed away just below the conscious level."
Mm. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Joyce Brothers. I haven't heard her name in a while. It's lovely to conjure image. And Einstein, Dorothy, right? We've talked about Einstein so much in this, we talk about him a lot, actually, right? We've talked about him all year, but certainly in Intuition, we've talked about him so much. And isn't it interesting as a scientist how much he comes into play and how much of a spiritual bend and a feeling nature and so much that goes beyond the concrete scientific mind is associated with him when most people would say he's the greatest scientist, right?
That's right. And remember that quote that we gave earlier in the month, "The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift."
Mm.
I just really love that quote.
I love it too. Yes, indeed. Well, I know we're going to talk about focus. Should we just go right into it? Because when I think of the science mind and the critical mind, I think about somebody just really sitting and staring at formulas and at details and trying to pick them apart. And focus has got, there's an aspect of focus that's related to intuition. And I find that's really what Einstein is talking about all the time, is the way that they interplay, right?
Absolutely. And when we talk about focus in terms of cultivating the intuition, which is our main focus for this hour, the focus is about listening to those inner promptings, about noticing the usually not noticed. And so the data-driven rational mind focuses on what's right there, what is very obvious, the objective. And what we're talking about is the inner promptings.
Right. And it's one of the sort of sort of revelations, if you will. I was going to say unfoldings, but in the same way that that's a revelation for me personally through this whole month has been how much we really play a part in that, and mm-hmm. that you know, I appreciate that you said the noticing the usually not noticed. And I would say even more so that that's not what engages the intuition, but it's what acknowledges it. And that somehow we're collecting all this data, and somehow our mind doesn't always, our conscious mind, as Dr. Joyce Brother said, our conscious mind isn't always what will be the first to nab a little piece of data, but it's our intuition, and that it's actually culling from all that we've collected. So that noticing the usually not noticed is almost more of an acknowledgement that intuition exists, and we notice that, wow, we've really picked that up. But it's that, you know, focus in that we can sort of, where is our focus? You know, is it only on the details, or can we give it a little breadth? Can we expand a little bit our focus so that it includes all that is conscious and unconscious or subconscious, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, and the one way of thinking about it, you know, if we think about the some language from Gestalt psychology, which talks about the figure in the ground, the figure being what's, you know, kind of immediately in your face, and the background being the surrounding information. In a certain way, the rational details are that figure. They draw us immediately, and we can ignore the background, you know, the subtleties that are in the context. But that's really where we need to be focused if we want to be picking up intuitively. And I think one of the things that we've mentioned this throughout the month, but intuition is a very subtle sense. We describe it sometimes as that still small voice, and it can be drowned out really easily. It can be overlooked really easily. So if we want to pay attention to it, we need to focus in a way that that enhances and even brings it out.
Yes. I love, if you've ever done a candlelight meditation, which is an exercise where you basically focus your mind, just focus your eyes rather, not your mind, on a candle, and just try to allow your mind to be empty and not follow a thought. And anytime your thoughts start to go somewhere, you focus your eyes back on the candle. And it's almost like you are, in a sense, you are limiting your five senses. And this magical thing happens after a while, that you really do start to engage your intuitive sense. You create space in your mind. You create space, and it allows for that which is in that realm of intuition to actually start to play almost. It's like you create this playground for intuition. I kind of love that. It's like focusing the mind creates clarity, and that clarity then creates space in the periphery, and it allows access to intuition.
Mm-hmm. You could also, another way of doing that through a particular type of focus is listening to your body. There's usually a physical component to the operation of our intuition. And so we can teach ourselves, we can learn what that is. I mean, for some of it, it is getting a kind of a tingling sense. For some, it's getting goosebumps. For some, you know, there may be other kinds of signs. For myself, it's kind of ringing silence, which sounds contradictory, but yeah, there's this very vibrational sense.
What do you think that is, Dorothy? I'm curious. What is your sense that what is happening on the physical level, do you think?
Well, I think what is happening is that we are in a much more concrete, is not exactly the right word, but in a much more concrete way, tapping into the energetic field of which we are a part, but we forget that. You know, we think that we're just distinct beings, but it's that real openness to the interconnection in which intuition operates, you know, the universal mind that we tap into in order to get intuitive insights. What do you think it is?
Well, that was such a lovely way of putting it. That was really, really something. And actually, that what's really cute is it gave me goosebumps. And you know what? Because as you were talking, and this isn't this the beauty of intuition? And we're going to talk about this some more as this show goes on. And it's so lovely as you and I have, we have a rapport. We often come at things from different angles, but we really will land on the same truth, right? We'll land right on that truth. And oftentimes when the words you would choose would not be the words I would choose, but it takes me there in a way that's unexpected. And so all of this sort of new data is sort of collecting and creating new connections in my mind to where I think it's going. And it's exhilarating. It's like, wow, yes, yes. So I sort of sense that intuitive, that sensation is in the body, as you were saying, that we're connecting to this greater field. I picture it almost as if we're zooming through time, space to this higher ground. We're sort of actually zooming, though we're not physically moving. Energetic aspects of us are really reaching new heights. So as the physical body would experience moving very quickly through space and you would get goosebumps from the air against your skin, I can imagine that almost energetically we're zooming to a new height and a new awareness, and that's creating goosebumps. That's rather poetic, don't you think?
That's really interesting. And it's interesting that you use that image, because the image that resonates for me is, when you drop a pebble into a still body of water and it ripples out in all directions.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're expanding your awareness. You're expanding your sense of the field, but it's actually expanding in all directions. And
what I like about that too is there's a landing. Because we often talk about intuition as something that drops in. Einstein has said that. It is a beautiful quote that I actually looked for. For some reason, I couldn't find it, where he talks about his ideas as precipitations. And I picture an oil lamp, you know, those beautiful oil lamps that have the beads of oil that string down. He actually gave a beautiful description. And I believe he even uses the word angels, that these thoughts are delivered to him as these droplets. It's quite beautiful. So I love that your imagery has got to do with this dropping in and then creating ripples through our system. Beautiful. Well, Dorothy, we're at our first break, so listeners, we'll be back right after these messages.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat. And every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit janiceunderwood.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Welcome back, listeners. We are going to continue our discussion on intuition and how to cultivate that in your everyday life. But before we do that, I'd love to spend a moment to talk about the organizations which Dorothy and I represent. Dorothy, tell us a bit about the School for Esoteric Studies, if you would, please.
Yes, absolutely. So, listeners, Spirit Fire Radio is part of a conscious collaboration between Spirit Fire and the School for Esoteric Studies, with which I'm associated. The School for Esoteric Studies, which you can find out more about us at esotericstudies.net. We provide esoteric discipleship training for persons who have a spiritual practice that they want to deepen, and we do that through meditation, study, and service. And several years ago, we became aware that oftentimes, ourselves included, spiritual groups just worked on their own and didn't necessarily cooperate with or collaborate with other organizations. And so we set out to consciously find partners with whom we could collaborate. And on our website at esotericstudies.net, you'll find a section on intergroup collaboration. If you belong to a group that would like to collaborate with us, please look there for our ideas about collaboration and see if you would like to join in. This collaboration is, to me, very exciting. I think, as Steve mentioned, we are both educational nonprofits coming at, you know, the whole idea of living spiritually from slightly different perspectives, but very complementary. And to me, working together on this radio show has been a wonderful experience.
And for myself as well, and for Spirit Fire, and as all collaborations, right, Dorothy, it has led to just so much more. It collaboration is so expansive in nature. You know, it just inspires and it just leads to even more creativity, which is why it's so important for people to collaborate and for organizations to collaborate, especially if our missions have a similar thread and ours do, which is both of us to cultivate consciousness in everyday life and a sense of spirituality and understanding how to apply spiritual tools into our everyday life to generate awareness. And Spirit Fire does that as well through study, meditation, and service. We offer online classes. We have got our own meditation practice called the Practice of Living Awareness, which we're about to start a brand new round in the new year, which is really exciting. So listeners, if you are interested in meditation, whether you are seasoned at meditation or you'd like to start a new practice, one that you can call your own, the Practice of Living Awareness is online. It's free, and it's a 14-step program and just starting in a week. So check us out at spiritfire.com and under the meditation tab for the Practice of Living Awareness. And yes, Spirit Fire Radio, you know, as well as looking at spiritfireradio.com. If you'd like to look back at a year's worth of shows, you know, we've got one more month after this one. We're going to look at Heart Mind, and it's been an exciting year. So all of our archives can be found there or through our host radio network, Transformation Talk Radio. So Dorothy, let's continue our conversation on on intuition and talk a bit about emotions. Would you like to kick that off?
Yes. When we talk about cultivating intuition, when we talk about any kind of change, as a matter of fact, we have to talk not only about what we need to do, but also what we need to undo. And one of the things that we need to undo if we want to cultivate our intuition is releasing negative emotions. We had a whole month on forgiveness, and we talked about how forgiveness is really about releasing that knot of energy within ourselves that that gets created through pain or feeling shamed or whatever happened, whatever abuse we experienced. And in the same way as that knot prevents us from being part of the whole, of relating to other people, any negative emotion will block the intuition, because the intuition is a sense that operates in that field, that interconnected field. So we need to be able to be open to that field and to the empathic experience of connection.
Yes, we used that term last month of being pinched off, and I think that's such a sort of creates that imagery that expresses it so well, that we pinch ourselves off when we're experiencing negative emotions. Certainly, if anybody can imagine being in grief or being in anger, you know, when you're angry at somebody, it feels, you know, you've actually pinched yourself off from them. And in a way, you've almost pinched yourself off from, in many ways, moving forward. You know, I mean, we really have to resolve that until all of a sudden we feel open again, or we feel trusting again, or we feel like we'd like to engage that person again. And so intuition really, as you said, is so much about connection. It's so much about that relationship between all that is, and especially between people and between our response to situations and our response to ideas or beliefs or even the way we would relate to another. So indeed, we've got to sort of open that up. You know, it's the holiday seasons. I think about the opposite of a negative emotion. You know, during the holiday season, if you're exchanging gifts and you think about someone you love or someone you're about to give a gift to, or you think about what you might want to give them, as you generate that sort of connection and that as you draw the idea of them in, or you sort of acknowledge that connection, your mind sort of opens up. I know my partner is just the best at giving gifts. He's just genius. And you get these gifts and you think, how did you think of that? And you realize that he's using his intuition, you know, and just sensing what it is that you might enjoy. And so there's a sort of, it's that love or happiness or optimism, which feels very wide open, that allows for intuition to come in. But certainly you can feel that contraction. If you think about someone that's sort of crossed you or you're not feeling so good about, or even if you've got a negative response to the holiday season, you're not really in the mood to be open to anything. And that goes to our thought forms, right? And to that which we might be open to or have access to in ways of intuition.
Mm-hmm. Well, and at least to me, we can feel this on a very muscular level. You know, if you, those of you who are listening, if you think about being afraid or being angry or any of those negative emotions, you can actually feel your muscles contract. And you probably, if you watch yourself, you probably find yourself kind of bending in, you know, getting kind of hunched over. And so it becomes a kind of a protection of yourself. And you are very much walled off from the whole energetic field. Whereas if you are, if you reverse that, if you release that, as you do that process, physically, you can feel yourself, your shoulders move back, your chest opens up, and you are available to be connected into that energetic field.
Well, and
that's the way I experience it.
Yeah, it's beautifully put, and it just leads me to want to say, it's so interesting that as you mentioned doubling over, you almost picture in fear, and that you really do contract around the solar plexus, which is at our gut, you know, and our gut has so much to do with our feeling nature and how we relate to the world around us personally. And then as you mentioned, as we let that go, as we become more trusting and open, that your shoulders go back and your chest opens, and that's your heart center and your throat center. And the heart center, in terms of chakras, rules our interconnectedness and group life and our experience of being a part of a group, which then, of course, opens us up to the other and to intuition. And our throat center, when our shoulders are back, our shoulders are ruled by our throat center, at least in terms of energy architecture. You know, and that throat center is about communication and is about the mind and our thoughts. So you can see that when we're really sort of stuck in our emotions, it's really that gut feeling gets shut down. And that is really the pathway from our solar plexus to our heart, to our throat. And so we really have to be mindful of that. And our solar plexus is really the seat of our personal power and empowerment and the seat of our emotions. So, you know, so important. We get butterflies in our stomach, right? When we're not feeling good or we're not open to it. So very important that we pay attention to our body, not just physically, but also the way that expresses energetically and how we sense that in our body.
And I just want to add, particularly because of the environment that we've been living through in terms of the focus on naming abuse out loud, that when we talk about trusting, it's really about trusting ourselves.
For sure.
It's not about having to trust everybody around us who may or may not be trustworthy, but it's trusting ourselves. And when we talk about releasing negative emotions, we do that for ourselves, not because we want to excuse somebody else from what they did, but it's about ourselves and the energy field that we bring to life so that we are available, and our energy and our thoughts are very much bound up. Energy follows thought and forms our reality.
Yes, and that is why, indeed, Dorothy, that the solar plexus is the last stand of the self. It is where when we heal within, we heal ourselves, and we do that work. We talked about that so much on the forgiveness show, that we will often default to thinking forgiveness is about the other person, but it's really a process we go through for ourselves and in and of ourselves. It's a gift we give to ourselves, right? And that then leads to empowerment, personal empowerment, and allows us to move out in the world in a safe and full way. Beautiful. So very important for intuition as we move on up and out energetically and allow that in. Dorothy, we're already at a break. It just went so fast.
Oh,
so,
my goodness. Okay.
Yes, we're going to go to another break, and we're going to come back and continue this really just wonderfully, so much information here about intuition. So we'll be right back after these words.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Set your intention for 2018 at Spirit Fire's annual New Year's Meditation Retreat. Find yourself at the peaceful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts this January for a weekend of meditation, amazing food, and planning. Planning to have the most exciting year ever. Visit upcoming events at spiritfire.com for more info. Happy meditating!
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Welcome back, listeners. We are going to continue our discussion on intuition, ways to generate intuition, to cultivate intuition into your everyday life. Dorothy, you sent me a wonderful quote as we were preparing for this show, and it seems befitting at our sort of halftime. I wonder if you might share that quote from Ingrid Bergman.
Yes. The quote goes, "You must train your intuition. You must trust the small voice inside, which tells you exactly what to say, what to decide." And I really like that, Steve, because it emphasizes that intuition doesn't just manifest automatically. I mean, it's there. The potential is always there, but we have to train. It's not even so much training the intuition, it's training ourselves to pay attention. And one of the keys to that is being in a place where we can hear that small voice inside. And so I'd like to talk for a moment about solitude, because we have we've emerged as a culture as being very linked to external stimulation, you know, whether it's through social media or other mechanisms, and we don't necessarily make a practice of solitude, of that stillness that allows us to hear, to hear the voice of intuition. Instead, we tend to associate solitude with loneliness. Mm-hmm. It's a bad thing. It's something that we should get away from. And yet that kind of disconnecting from external stimulation and tapping into the whole field of energy is critical. It seems a bit contradictory, but it's a really important differentiation.
Well, something came to me, you know, as you were reading the quote from Ingrid Bergman, that when you said you must trust the small voice inside, and so much of what you're saying, it's really quite brilliant. In that I was noticing as you talked about it, you were saying, you know, of exterior stimulation and to trust the voice inside. There's this idea of outside and inside, And it really is so much about trust. And I find that when somebody makes a choice, especially in this day and age and in the Western Hemisphere, where solitude is something that we really have got to ask and make a point of achieving in our lives, you know, really making it happen that we spend time alone. It seems like we need to really effort in some ways to have time alone and know it's important and necessary, that in just asking for that time or creating that time, in a sense, you're saying, I trust myself and I trust my needs and I trust that there is more to my life than that which is happening outside of me. So I just appreciate that idea linked to trust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think part of what gets confusing is when we're talking about intuition, we're talking about tapping into the whole of which we're a part. And that's an energetic whole of which we're a part. It's not the chatter of external stimulation.
Yes.
It's a linking. We link to others through our soul, or we link to others through our heart center, or, you know, however, whatever language you want to use for that. But that means that we have to ourselves be in touch with that in order to make that linking.
Well, it's what I find so brilliant about nature, to be honest. And, you know, Spiritfire owns 95 acres of land in the foothills of the Green Mountains. It couldn't be more pristine. So when people come to meditate or they come for retreats, and they're trying to generate awareness, you know, they're trying to, and in generating awareness, naturally, you're generating the intuitive process. And it is people spending time on walks out in nature. And one might think that that is a stimulation, but what they find is that they're actually connecting to the greater world. You know, they're actually feeling that interconnectedness with all that is around them, with all that they are a part of. And there's something magical that happens where they actually are alone, but at the same time, they're not alone in that they feel interconnected to all that is. And nature's got this wonderful way of facilitating that. But Dorothy, I would also say that nature also has a wonderful way, and solitude, if you will, of revealing patterns. You know, everything in nature is fractal and is fractal. And that means that it's all repeated. Within the practice during meditations, we'll often, there's a very wonderful step that's called soften, open, and release. And we'll often talk about ice when it softens and opens and releases and releases the form of the ice to water. There's just wonderful ways that nature reminds us that, you know, we can soften to perhaps, you know, anger or aggression, as we were talking about negative emotions. We can soften and open and release. And it's that opening and releasing that allows something like intuition in. But nature has this magical way of showing us all the various parts and aspects of ourselves and of the world and of our reality that just somehow to me creates that, makes solitude so rich.
Mm-hmm. And the for those of our listeners that don't have the opportunity to be out in nature in that way, since a lot of that natural world is being paved over, so to speak,
yes.
I just want to share something that a childhood friend of mine did, which I thought was so beautiful. She married an army officer, and so lived on a military base, very busy environment, not your typical nature. And she had two sons, and she wanted them to to be in touch with their intuitive and creative selves. And so from the time when they were quite young, she would have them spend, I think she started with 15 minutes, quietly by themselves, you know, in a corner, not talking to anybody, not reading or anything, just being quiet, just being still within themselves. And as a result, both of them started publishing poetry by the time they were in their early teens. I mean, that was part of the creative expression that came out. But just the fact that she had the thoughtfulness to create for them or provide them with the structure where they could spend that quiet time, that solitude, and learn to love it.
Isn't poetry just so intuitive, if you will, because it takes language, and it is that process that just allows language to really come alive, right? And it draw these sort of connections between words and imagery and if you will, the flow of words and their even syllables, and I find poetry just to be so intuitive and to engage our creative and intuitive mind when we read it. So beautiful. And, you know, basically she was allowing them, creating space for them to meditate.
That's right. Without giving them a formal meditation, but the kind of solitude that is what meditation is about in order to become aligned, right?
Absolutely.
Become centered.
I mean, really, when we are in mindfulness meditation, it is the precursor to insight meditation, and insight meditation engages intuition. So, you know, with mindfulness meditation, we're quite literally just creating that inner alignment. We're creating, we're allowing our body to be comfortable sitting for 10 minutes or 15 minutes like her children did, and learning to steady our emotions, not engaging the world so readily, and to still our mind, or at least create space in the mind. So that then is called shamatha, which just means peaceful abiding, and that is the precursor to vipassana, which is insight. So indeed, everybody, you don't really need 95 acres of in the foothills of Western Massachusetts, just 15 minutes a day of just sitting in quiet and trying to create that inner alignment. And some time alone is one of the surest ways, right, Dorothy, wouldn't you say, to generate or cultivate intuition?
Absolutely. And that's why I think it's important that we're talking about solitude as a positive, rather than seeing it as a negative because we're alone.
And again, it just to reiterate that so often when we don't ask for or acknowledge the need for solitude, it's because we're looking to the outside world for, I don't know, you know, not to be too harsh, but for some kind of acknowledgement of ourselves, or for some kind of affirmation, or for just simply for attention, or for recognition, or to be loved. You know, sometimes we look for that outside of ourselves. And if that isn't, you know, the ultimate spiritual conundrum, that all we need is inside, and sort of asking or acknowledging that solitude is important also acknowledges, that we can bank on ourselves. We can take refuge in ourselves and find what we need to get by. Beautiful. Well, Dorothy, we're already at another break, so we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, go a little bit deeper into mindfulness. I think it's a really important aspect of generating our intuition. So after these words, Dorothy and I will be right back.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in The Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to The Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, listeners. We are going to continue this very juicy conversation on intuition, how to cultivate it in your everyday life. And Dorothy, I just wanted to mention, as we're right on the edge of a new year, don't you think that we often, I think it's interesting when we come up with a New Year's resolution, right? I mean, we're really banking on what it is that we may need in the new year. In a sense, we're using our intuition because the year that has just passed has given us so much sort of data. We've grown, we've evolved, we can look back and say, you know, what is it that I experienced and well, how would I like to build upon that? So I think as we all sort of generate this New Year's resolution where we look forward and we say, what do I want this new year to be about? We're engaging our intuition, right?
Well, we certainly can. I think that's a great idea, Steve. All too often, New Year's resolutions deal just with the concrete. You know, I'm going to exercise X number of hours a week. I'm going to cut back on calories. I'm going to stop drinking. You know, those kinds of things, as opposed to, I really like what you said about spending time in solitude, really feeling our way into what is it that we... that will enhance us for this coming year? What is it that will make it possible for us to live a full life and contribute in the ways in which we want to the common good? So I think that that's a beautiful way of thinking about New Year's resolutions.
Well, and I think it accentuates all that we've said about trusting oneself. You know, it makes intuition so exciting to think that I have to just look at your life and say, I have collected so much data through experience, and I have generated so much data, and knowing that our intuitive process will use that, and just acknowledging that you are going to use that to your higher good, and then ask, as you say, you know, what form can that take? How can I best be, how can I best serve, you know, mm-hmm. How can I best be used by the greater good of consciousness as a tool? I love, that's what Oprah used to always say. You know, I used to pray and ask God to use me, show me how you'd like to use me. And that's mm-hmm. a wonderful way to sort of allow intuition in a purposeful way. So mindfulness, Dorothy, let's just talk a little bit more about it, right? I think it's such an important aspect.
Well, it's, you know, if you think about the difference between mindlessness, where we just kind of let things happen, and in a certain sense, intuitive functioning is a mindless operation. Mindfulness becomes important to make sure that we are focused and available to hear that small voice. And one of the big issues is filtering out our mental chatter. I mean, we talk to ourselves all the time, and we often talk in negative ways to ourselves, but it's like this little computer tape that just runs and runs and runs in the background. So learning to turn that off and to filter out irrelevant mental chatter, just asking it to go away repeatedly, and so that we can hear what it is that is really relevant and meaningful to us.
Mm. And it just recognizes our innate interconnectedness. I just find when we are mindful, even when we're just mindful of doing our dishes, you know, we're going to really pay attention to the temperature of the water and to that mm-hmm. beautiful knit dishcloth that somebody made us. I have a really nice hand knit dishcloth that just brings me back to sort of gratitude and how much I love it. But I find that we really tap into this innate interconnectedness. And from that place, that is the point of departure, or it is almost like the magnetic pool. You know, I always think of intuition as magnetic in a way. And as we're mindful, as you say, as we filter out that mental chatter, and as you said at the beginning, we notice the usually not noticed, we're really just recognizing that we are interconnected in every possible way, down to mm-hmm. you know, minutia. We are part of the one life, which is all energy. We're made of energy. And it makes me think of all of these experiments on telepathy and on ESP by really amazing scientists and thinkers. Dean Radin is one, and Gary Schwartz has done tons of experiments, and Lynn McTaggart is another one who I really adore. You know, listeners, any one of those, Radin, Schwartz, and McTaggart, looking them up. But this idea of there's one experiment where nursing mothers take note of the time. Babysitters will make note of a time when a little infant is in distress, and these nursing mothers will let down milk at the exact same time. Or dogs that are videotaped when their owners normally come home on a schedule, and the type of dog that's really devoted and will sort of wait for their owner, and then the owner switches the time, and they've got the videotape of the dog going right to the door, even though there's no sort of five sensory perception of noise or sight that the owner is coming home, but the dogs will go to the door. So all of these experiments just sort of show us the ways in that we are interconnected. And to me, mindfulness, alignment, meditation, spending time alone, it helps us reinforce and just create a sort of an expanded or extensive language or awareness of ways that we're all interconnected. And that's what allows intuition to come in, and it can be really fun, right? It's just
absolutely. Well, there are also tools that can help us tap into what it is that we need to know, or tap into that intuitive sense. There are tools like the Tarot or the I Ching that can help us talk with our intuitive self. There's also dreams, you know, and while many people tend to think of dreams from a psychological perspective, they're also a very interesting intuitive glimpse into what it is that we need to be aware of. And I don't know if you've done this, Steve, but I know for myself, I can use my dreams in the sense that if I have something that I need insight on, I can ask my dream self before I go to sleep to please provide me with some insight, some intuitive awareness, and then I will dream the answer.
Mm.
And so that's another way of tapping into that intuitive sense.
That's a beautiful way to go. And it just says, you know, it's about opening and allowing, because you're asking. Mm-hmm. And when we ask, we open ourselves up, we trust, we allow, and there it is. You know, that's the magnificence. That's where the joy comes in. And we say, ah, you know, not so bad being here on planet Earth, right? So, Dorothy, we're at the end of the show and goodness, at the end of the year. So, as always, I wish you and our listeners the most beautiful, healthy, prosperous, inspiring, and intuitive new year. And yeah, Dorothy, I look forward to within the new year. We have another month. We're going to talk about heart-mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great.
I look forward to that, too. And listeners, I share with Steve my wishes, the wishes for you to have a healthy and growthful new year.
Yes, indeed. It has been it's been a wonderful one. And once again, if you have any questions or anything you'd like to ask us or some ideas for season three, you know, Dorothy, we haven't really made a formal announcement, but yes, we're going to do another season of Spirit Fire Radio. Any of you listeners have really wonderful ideas about this next new endeavor, send us an email to spiritfireradio@spiritfire.com. Did I just let the cat out of the bag, Dorothy? I'm so good at that, aren't I?
Yeah, but we're going to take a break, right? We're
going to
take a couple months break, and then we'll come back. What is it, in May?
Yes.
But we'll be with you in January, and then we're going to return in May. Yeah.
Yes. So I look forward to that and to being with you all and with you, Dorothy, in the next new year. So we will see you in 2018. Big love to everyone.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern for your weekly guide to purposeful living and practical spirituality. Join hosts Steve Kramer and Dorothy Riddle as they shine the light on universal spiritual principles and uncover ways that ageless wisdom can guide you in cultivating consciousness in your everyday life. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more, visit spiritfireradio.com.